Part 2. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 1. Before we play again, I'm going to buy a good tennis racket.
Your shoes aren't in a very good shape either.
Question. What does the woman mean? Question 2. Barbara, I'd like you could assist me in the lab demonstration. But aren't you supposed to go to Dr. Smith's lecture today?
I asked Kathy to take notes for me.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 3. Steve invited me to the dinner party on Sunday evening. Have you received your invitation yet?
Yes. He found me this morning and told me he wanted all his old classmates to come to the reunion.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? Question 4. I'm afraid I'm a little bit seasick. I feel dizzy.
Close your eyes and relax. You'll be all right as soon as we come at shore.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? Question 5. I wonder what's happened to our train. It should have been here 20 minutes ago according to the timetable, but it's already 9:30.
There's no need to get nervous. The announcement says it's 40 minutes late.
Question. When is the train arriving?
Question 6. John is handsome and wealthy. Believe it or not, he is still a bachelor.
He is a notorious guy in many girls' eyes. I'm sick of hearing his name.
Question. What does the woman mean? Question 7. Cars had lined up bumper to bumper, and I've been held up on the expressway for an entire hour.
Really? It must be a pain in the neck. But be patient. Anyway, you can do nothing but wait.
Question. What do we learn about the man?
Question 8. Yesterday, I was surprised to see Mary using that washing machine you're going to throw away.
Yes, it's quite old and in very poor condition. Frankly speaking, that she got it working amazes me a lot.
Question. What does the man imply about Mary? Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
A recent case I heard was of a man accused and found guilty of breaking into a house and stealing some money.
Well, was he really guilty, Judge?
He admitted that he'd done it, and there were several witnesses saying that he had indeed done it, so I can only assume that he was guilty.
Why did he do it?
Well, the reasons were a little muddied. Probably at least it seemed in a trial that he did it to get some money to feed his family. You see, he'd been out of work for some time.
Well, he'd been out of work, and he chose to break into a house to get money for his family, and apparently in front of people that, could see him do it.
His attorney presented testimony that he had indeed applied for jobs and was listed with several employment agencies, including the state employment agency, but there weren't any jobs.
And he had no luck.
He had no luck, and it had been some time. He had two children, and both of them were needing food and clothing.
So he was in desperate circumstances. Did you sentence him?
Yes.
But what good does it do to put the man into jail when he's obviously in such need?
This particular fellow has been in prison before.
For the same thing?
No, for a different sort of crime.
Huh?
But he did know about crime, so I suppose there are folks that just have to go back to prison several times. Questions 9 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9. What did the judge say about the case he recently heard? Question 10. What do we learn about the man at the time of crime? Question 11. What did the judge say about the accused?
Conversation 2.
Ah, how do you do, Ms. Wilsmore?
How do you do?
Do sit down.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're interested in our job. Now, let me explain it. We plan to increase our advertising considerably. At present, an advertising agency handles our account. But we haven't been too pleased with the results lately, and we may give our account to another agency.
What would my work entail?
You'd be responsible to me for all advertising and to Mr. Grunt for public relations. You'd brief the agency, whoever it is, on the kind of advertising campaign we want. You'd also be responsible for getting our leaflets, brochures, and catalogs designed.
I presume you advertise in the national press as well as the trade press.
Yes, we do.
Have you thought about advertising on television?
We don't think it's a suitable medium for us, and it's much too expensive.
I can just imagine a scene with a typist sitting on an old-fashioned typing chair, her back aching, exhausted. Then we show her in one of your chairs. Her back properly supported, feeling full of energy, typing twice as quickly.
Before you get carried away with your little scene, Ms. Wesmore, I regret to have to tell you again that we are not planning to go into television.
That's a shame. I've been doing a lot of television work lately, and it interests me enormously.
Then I really don't think that this is quite the right job for you here, Ms. Wesmore.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What does the man think of their present advertising agency? Question 13. What would the woman be responsible for to Mr. Grunt? Question 14. What is the woman most interested in doing? Question 15. What does the man think of the woman applicant?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Many foreign students are attracted not only to the academic programs at a particular U.S. college, but also to the larger community, which affords the chance to soak up the surrounding culture. Few foreign universities put much emphasis on the cozy communal life that characterizes American campuses, from clubs and sports teams to student publications and drama societies. The campus and the American university have become identical in people's minds, says Brown University President Vartan Gregorian. In America, it is assumed that a student's daily life is as important as his learning experience. Foreign students also come in search of choices. America's menu of options, research universities, state institutions, private liberal arts schools, community colleges, religious institutions, military academies, is unrivaled. In Europe, says history professor Jonathan Steinberg, who has taught at both Harvard and Cambridge, there is one system, and that is it. While student overseas usually must demonstrate expertise in a specific field, whether law or philosophy or chemistry, most American universities insist that students sample natural and social sciences, languages, and literature before choosing a field of concentration. Such opposing philosophies grow out of different traditions and power structures. In Europe and Japan, universities are answerable only to a Ministry of Education, which sets academic standards and distributes money. While centralization ensures that all students are equipped with roughly the same resources and perform at roughly the same level, it also discourages experimentation. When they make mistakes, they make big ones, says Robert Rosenzweig, president of the Association of American Universities. They set a system in wrong directions, and it's like steering a supertanker.
Questions 16 to 19 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What does the speaker say characterizes American campuses? Question 17. What does Brown University President Vartan Gregorian say about students' daily life? Question 18. In what way is the United States unrivaled according to the speaker? Question 19. What does the speaker say about universities in Europe and Japan?
Passage 2. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard your SeaLink ferry from Folkestone to Boulogne, and wish you a pleasant trip with us. We are due to leave Folkestone in about 5 minutes, and a journey to Boulogne will take approximately 2 hours. We are getting good reports of the weather in the Channel and in France, so we should have a calm crossing. Sun and temperatures of 30 degrees Celsius are reported on the French coast. For your convenience on the journey, we'd like to point out that there are a number of facilities available on board. There's a snack bar serving sandwiches and hot and cold refreshments situated in the front of A deck. There is also a restaurant serving hot meals situated on B deck. If you need to change money or cash traveler's checks, we have a bank on board. You can find a bank on C deck. Between the ship's office and the duty-free shop, toilets are situated on B deck at the rear of the ship and on A deck next to the snack bar. For the children, there is a games room on C deck next to the duty-free shop. Here, children can find a variety of electronic games. Passengers are reminded that the lounge on B deck is for the sole use of passengers traveling with cars, and that there is another lounge on C deck at the front of the ship for passengers traveling without cars. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to wish you a pleasant journey and hope that you'll travel with us again in the near future.
Questions 20 to 22 are based on the passage that you have just heard. Question 20. What does the speaker say about the SeaLink ferry? Question 21. Where is the snack bar situated? Question 22. What does